Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Things that are new can sometimes take a bit of time to get used to. Sometimes they're better, sometimes they're not. Let's talk about the new rules for Gaelic football, which were showcased at the weekend. Joining Will O'Callaghan now, we have the former All-Ireland winning captain with Galway, Ray Silk. What did you make of the 2 points from outside the arc and the 3 players up and all the various new initiatives which marked these games over the weekend?
I think that something has to change, and I suppose Jim and Eamon Fitz and Mike Murphy and these guys, they've spent quite a while at it. I think they had over 7,000 correspondents. I'll sum it up by this, Matt. My view is, I was driving home from school today and I asked one of my 14-year-old sons, what did you think of the matches at the weekend? And he said, I've never seen the ball being kicked as much as I saw the last day. And I think...
In some ways,
we have to look to the target audience of the 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. So I think there's a lot of good things in there, and I'll start with them. I think it's good that you can't just keep hand-passing it back to the goalie until he's beyond his own 65-yard line. I like the one-on-one throwing because, you know, it's just people get fouled. It starts the game in such an unedifying way when the first thing that happens is Matt catches it and then Will fouls him. So I think that's a good thing. I'm not so sure about the goalkeeper's kick-outs because I think that would be very difficult. 40 metres is quite a kick, particularly if you're playing Saul Taylor Pier Stadium and you're against...
In that wind over the weekend, can you imagine if the games have been played there instead of Croke Park?
I love how Saul Taylor is always the barometer of the rate of the wind in a GA stadium as well.
We get a famous instance, one listener to get a laugh out of Martin Mack, I think, as well. Really bad, bad wind, and he kicked it out and it actually went wide behind him. It went over his own end line. So, you know, it was...
But at least it went wide.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. It went wide on his own side, so we always slag him about that. But look, one thing that I think is a very difficult one for defenders is the advanced mark. You know, it's difficult enough being a defender, but he catches it, maybe you fall, and then he runs on, he scores a goal. I think that does give a significant advantage to the forward. But on the whole, it's going to take time for them to bed in. How many are going to get voted in? But we're on your show many times, myself from Mark O'Shea and different people, and we're saying something had to change. So at least they've grasped the nettle. Is it a panacea to all the ills of Gaelic football? No, but I do think it's a step in the right direction.
Anthony and Kerry says, isn't it ironic that a competition trialling new rules introduced due to the dour tactics of primarily Ulster teams and coaches was won by an Ulster team? Well,
here's the thing. So a lot of the Ulster players, and I thought it was intriguing that Conrad Mackin was saying last week that he was asked, which of the new rules you like, and he had one simple answer: none. What would you like to happen with the new rules? Don't bring them in, we don't need them, leave the game alone. And also, I think it was Paddy Burns who was talking on the GAA's website after the game on Saturday as well, and he was just giving a defender's perspective on it, and he was very honest where he said that, you know, what could potentially happen here is Armagh set up a system where they were defensively very solid. That potentially gets ripped apart by changing the rules of Gaelic football. He says he's 31, maybe this steals away the chance of him getting another Celtic cross if the game is to be totally changed. I saw the best and the worst of it at the weekend, Matt. I saw two of the games. I saw Leinster-Connacht, which is the first game, which I thought showed some of the potential issues with it, whereby if a team lamps on a few goals and gets a few two-pointers, a game could potentially run away from a weaker opponent. And that definitely has to be a little bit of a concern when it comes to the balance of the new scoring if they're to be adopted.
Sure, that happens anyway when Dublin play teams in the Leinster Championship.
Maybe the margins could be even wider under this system. But then I saw the second game I watched was the final on Saturday, which was a thrilling game. And the 3-up definitely made a big difference when it came to space, especially for counter-attacks. And as Ray said, there was a lot of kick-passing because there was every incentive to try and go more vertical than lateral to actually move the ball quickly. And look, we all enjoy seeing scores which are now prioritised from a little bit further out. And I thought it made for a better product overall. If we got games like the one on Saturday, I'd be all for quite a few of the rules coming in.
Ray, does this suggest, though, that they're going to have to reintroduce the pre-season friendlies before the National League and maybe the tournaments just to give players the opportunity to get used to it, and also actually to give the referees more opportunities to be able to do the job correctly?
Yeah, I think that is going to be needed because, you know, it would be a bedding in process. But I suppose, firstly, we'll have to see what Special Congress comes up with. But it'll be an awful slap in the face to Jim and Eamon and Michael and these guys on the committee and Cullum if a certain amount weren't voted in, because you can't ask someone to go off and figure this all out. Go and do some research, come back with your findings with cause and effect, and then you say, no, I'm just disregarding them. So I would agree. I think the pre-season games need to come in. There are a few difficulties, Matt, and Will correctly pointed out that one, but we struggle in Galway to get referees. There's no doubt about it. If I have a schools match, I might have to ring five or six referees to do it. They're normally retired people, people who've done it, and maybe they have a bit more flexibility in their job. It's so difficult to get referees as it is. I can't imagine trying to referee these rules at club level. It's fine that a McNally, Mark McNally, I think, on, you know, a top inter-county referee, fine, they can adapt. But the 65-year-old man who's doing it kind of as a favour, and the boys come down and the three up, three in, and people are shouting and screaming from the sideline, it just makes it a very, very difficult thing to referee. But in the main, I am in favour of the changes.
What's the status of the discussions next Saturday, Will? What's going to happen?
So Cavan are going to bring a motion forward, and the idea would be that it would provide more time. And I think the sample probably does need to be broader than just these four games, which were televised at the weekend, played in Croke Park with some of the best players in the country, with a few weeks of training in some cases. I believe Leinster were very late in meeting up, so I'm not sure really how much time they had together, and the few sandbox games that we had, which is very early days. At least if you put in another 15 or 16 games with the preseason competitions, you can have more of an idea of how these are going to work. And particularly, Matt, I think you can find out how coaches are going to try and coach around this a little bit as well. Because there was a certain kind of Corinthian spirit with the way the games were played on Friday and Saturday. I think one of the things that people took away, there was very little contact. And that's understandable when you're playing in an exhibition game. As important as the Railway Cup is, it's not to the point where a team are trying to stop the other team in the same way. And you have players who don't know each other all that well that are playing in the same system. I wonder how a drilled team that have been training for a month, maybe a month and a half, might approach this slightly differently.
But would that not suggest, Ray, though, that the players adapted reasonably quickly to the change rules, that they remembered them all and that they used them to their advantage?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But I think Will's point that you're dealing with the top inter-county players in the game, and they're fit, and they're in very, very good shape, so they can adapt. Like, if you're playing 3-on-3 and you're on a flyer, well, you could get absolutely burned, but that's a good thing in some ways. But I suppose I watched Kula, and congratulations, Kula, it was a fantastic win. Michael Simons, I thought, was outstanding and spoke so well. He's just a great example or ambassador for GA,
winning the Dublin County Championship.
First time, yeah.
Yeah, they won it first time ever, and, you know, 9 All-Ireland medals, but at stages in the first half, I left the room and I came back and it was still 4-2 or whatever. So
Ray, that happened all around the country again this week. And now the weather might have been bad in many parts of them, but when you have top inter-county players playing for their club teams involved in sides who only score 5 and 6 points, and I remember, Ray, I think we had this conversation a year ago, and nothing, you have to do something to change that, don't you?
Absolutely, but my point is, Saturday's game was exciting enough, and Tierney got goals and Smith, and there was a lot happening, and, you know, you were kind of not the edge of your seat, but it was entertaining. Kula, with a few inter-county players, and Shane Walsh and Paul Mannion, and even they couldn't make inroads into 15 behind the ball. And what is happening now at club games, I was at a club game recently where one team gave up every single kick out in the entire match, and they went behind the ball and they broke down and they won. And that, you know, so it's easy to be critical of rules. It's very easy to say that won't work, that's a stupid suggestion, it's not tackling the zonal defence. But the product we had, Matt, I would not pay €100 again and bring my family to an All-Ireland final like Armagh and Galway, because it was such disappointing fare.
And that's because you lost, Ray.
No. The best analogy I put was, I met a man, he said, it was absolutely fantastic occasion until they threw in the ball. And, you know, Armagh won, and that's fair enough. But, look, we need the game to be exciting. Changes have to make. And to be fair to Gavin, Murphy, all the boys, Fitz, they're in it for the good of the game. They're not in it trying to make it worse. They're in trying to improve the product. And that product does need improving. So I think we all just have to settle down for a while. But until we see it in competitive fare, it's very difficult to make a definitive decision.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray Silk, for being with us. Listener says, at a minimum, keep the 1v1 throw-in and the 3x3 and the no-back pass to the goalie, but no need for the arc to come in because it won't be visible in club games. You sort of wonder about that, Will. Yes. You're marking the pitch.
Yeah,
it's grand in Croke Park, another intercom, but when you have volunteers marking the pitch, I could just imagine some of the arcs we might see.
Yeah, that's the thing. And also referees having to make that decision if it's gone slightly outside the arc. And maybe we need to get to a point where, I thought it was kind of strange, I can understand why there's impacts on bringing in an arc, that a 45 would be worth 2 points to me seems wrong, or a dead ball that's kicked outside the 40 metre arc would be worth 2 points. The scoring system definitely could do with a bit of refinement. The one thing I'd love to see not happen again, Matt, was the white flag having to go up and then the red flag. Surely the red flag for a two-pointer would work. And I don't know what club ground is going to have the hooter that they were using. The loudest hooter that I've ever heard. I think I heard that from home, whatever, about Crow Park on Friday night.
The last word
with Life Pharmacies. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.